Today is Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras if you speak French, Punchki if you speak Polish. In cities far from New Orleans, such as Milwaukee and Detroit, Polish Americans are celebrating Punchki Day. 4 years ago, Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley sent us this report.
If you want to learn more about Punchki Day, the first thing to do is master the correct terminology. One of the rich, cakey desserts is called a punchek. Two or more are punchki. So there's no such thing as punchkis. That's the first thing Ted Regulovsky tells me when I ask him about the holiday. The second thing is that punchki are not donuts. They're similar, but not the same. Regulovsky is the president of the Piast Institute, a Polish cultural organization in Hamtramck, Michigan. He says every year people line up at midnight on the icy sidewalks of the city and buy 20 or 30 dozen punchki to share with friends.
The celebration in the United States came down to the celebration of the punchek primarily, in part because Polish-American identity is built around food, as it is for Italians and others. So you identify yourself by the food you eat. And so the punchek became a kind of a symbol of Polish identity in the United States.
Barbara Gorzelewski is shifting between a silver mixer blending flour and eggs and a covered pot where some finished dough is rising. She says the punchek first appeared in Poland hundreds of years ago, long before refrigeration. She pours a bit of rum into the mixing bowl. Gorzelewski says the dessert was designed to use up perishables like eggs and butter that can't be eaten during Lent and won't last for 40 days.
The punchki are very rich because they do have egg yolks, they do have a butter, and they fry in deep oil. They are very rich.
The basic ingredients of a punchek are yeast, eggs, salt, butter, flour, sugar, and cream. Many are filled with jelly, prune, apricot, or raspberry. An authentic punchek has about 30 grams of fat and 400 calories. Poles have been baking them and eating them for centuries. But in recent years, Punchki Day has become something of a phenomenon in metropolitan Detroit. It's also caught on in other parts of the country. Sales of the dessert have reached more than $650 million a year nationwide, according to the American Institute of Baking. There's even a Michigan Punchki promotional board that markets the punchek. Americans of every stripe can now buy punchki in local grocery stores. But Father Mark Borkowski doesn't recommend it.
The punchki that we used to have made by the ladies of our parish were 100 times better than that which would be mass-produced by the thousands. You know, you just can't take a homemade food and market like that and have it retain its real, authentic homemade flavor.
Borkowski drives for hours each year to buy the treats in Jackson, Michigan, his hometown. He says a real punchek has a dark brown color and a dusting of powdered sugar.
Well, I do like the raspberry, but I like the plum. And I'd never had the poppy seed filled ones until I met a family from Poland. And we had a competition because I said to them, my punchki from Jackson are the best in the world. And they said, well, we make our own and they're better than yours. And so we had a little bake-off.
That bake-off resulted in a respectful tie. There are many bake-offs and punchki competitions around Detroit in the days before Lent. There's even a Punchki Day parade, polka parties, and the ever-popular punchki eating contest, says Ted Regulovsky.
Well, the last year's winner won 8:24 in 20 minutes. His cholesterol probably hit astronomical highs. This year, they've broken it down into men's and women's categories since the women can't contribute, or can't eat, rather, as much as men can.
Most people admit to eating maybe three or four. The rich, hearty cakes taste best with a cold glass of milk. Just make sure all of the pastries are gone before Lent begins at midnight. I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.
As Celeste said, the beginning of Lent is tomorrow, a period where Christians typically give up something. Well, we want to know what you are giving up for Lent during this recession. Many of us have already involuntarily given up a lot. What more is there? Let us know at daydreaming@npr.org. Write us there about what you are giving up for Lent. daydreaming@npr.org. Stay with us. Day to Day continues.